What's going on, camp? Oh. Well, I can truly tell you that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm telling you. Oh, Lord, how much. Oh, Lord. Y'all, come on in, y'all. I got something to tell y'all. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in, y'all. Come on in, y'all. Come on in. Come on in. And, I got something to tell y'all. I got something to tell y'all, so as soon as I get about a good 100 people in here, I'm going to tell y'all what I got to tell y'all. Oh, Lord. Get on in here, y'all. I got something to tell y'all. Oh, Lord, I got something to tell y'all. Come on in, y'all. I got something to tell y'all. Ain't gonna believe this shit right here. Oh, oh Lord! Come on in the room. Hold on, I'm gonna tell y'all in just a minute. I got something to tell y'all. Y'all better tag somebody, tell somebody. Come on in, y'all. Oh, well, actually, I got two things to tell y'all. I really got two things to tell y'all, to be honest. I got two things I need to let y'all know. Oh, Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I don't know what everybody ate this morning. Did they sleep? Is they sipping on the yak? I don't know what everybody camp. What is the camp at this morning? Tell what I be saying. I don't know what are you folks at. I may have to wait until y'all tonight. Cause damn, I don't have a throat that happens. Oh Lord. What is everybody at today? What they sleep? What they at work? Where's everybody at? Ain't about no Mitch, honey. Ain't about no Mitch. So please don't come in here talking about that. Okay, so let me tell y'all. And let me just say this, y'all. When I share stuff with y'all, let me say this to y'all. Everybody on YouTube does not have this Instagram page. So, when I tell y'all, camp, meet me at the house, don't y'all go putting my Instagram. People on YouTube, I give them my Kenny Lee TV Instagram page, okay? I don't ever get this page out on YouTube for a reason, okay? And the reason is because I like to keep my, y'all are my Instagram family, okay? Y'all are my Instagram family. So when I say camp, meet me at the house, I'm talking about right here at Kenny Camp 1 or at Kenny Camp TV 2. Okay? So I just want to make that clear with you all. From now on, when I say camp, meet me at the house, y'all know to come on over here to Instagram. I would not dare promote my Instagram on YouTube. I promote Kenny Lee TV on there. I'll do that because that's where I let them go to. But I don't, my YouTube people, They don't even know about this page. And we're going to keep it like that. Because everybody, if you over here right now, you are considered my Instagram family. Okay? And so from now on, when I'm on YouTube doing Let's Talk, and I say, Cap, meet me at the house, just know I'm talking about coming on over here, okay? Honey, don't come in here putting your cash up. Or don't be disrespectful. I'll remove you out of my life. Goodbye, good morning, good night, whatever, okay? So I need to talk to my Instagram family this morning. I just had to stay there before I tell y'all what I got to tell y'all. Because see, some of y'all get things misconstrued. Notice, when I'm on YouTube, I say, y'all go follow me on Instagram at Kenny Lee TV. That's my main page. But for the camp, for my family, you all are my family. When I say, camp members, meet me at the house, don't put my Instagram, do not, please y'all, do not ever post this Instagram page on YouTube. This is for y'all, those original camp members who I consider y'all as family. Do you all understand what I'm saying? If you all are understanding what I'm saying, please say, Kenny Lee, we got you, First Lady. Because some people don't understand that you all are my family. So from now on, when I say camp, meet me at the house, I'm talking about meet me at Kenny Camp 1 or meet me at Kenny Camp TV 2, okay? Y'all got me? Now, since we got that cleared up, it's two things I need to tell y'all. And please, camp members, do not judge me, okay? We got you, First Man. See, Joanne, it's always something with you. I thought this year, Joanne, we was, I'll get back to you in a minute, Joanne. It's two things I need to tell my camp members. Number one, and I'm going to start off with this first because I don't want to elaborate on it. But number one, you all know that the majority, with except two my board members, has decided to stay on board for the year 2025. While I must say, my president has not confirmed that she's going to continue to be the president for 2025, and they had until January the 5th to make a decision if they was going to continue to serve in their position. So I want you all to know that as of right now, I don't really have an active president because she has not decided if she was going to stay or if she was going to leave. Angela had until January the 5th to let me and the board know she has not made an announcement whether she's going to stay or whether she's going to go. She is still in the position, but she has not been active. So I don't know if I'm without a president or not. At this moment, I would love for her to stay on board. You know, Angela has done a great job. You know, she was interim, and she did a good job as interim, and we bound her over, and I appointed her as president. But again, you all, Angela has not confirmed if she is staying on board for the year 2025. So as it stands right now, I don't have a president. Okay, Angela is sitting in the seat, but she has not confirmed if she is still there or not. So I don't know. So that's what we stand at when it comes down. All of my board members has confirmed, except two, with the, also my president. Now, they had until January the 5th to, and I'm not at home, I can't open up the phone lines. They had until January the 5th. I'm sure Angela knew about the deadline. Again, she has not been active. She's still sitting in the seat. But I do not know if I have a president or not, y'all. So I just wanted to put that out there. I wanted to put that in the atmosphere because I don't know if I should be on the search. I know that here in Memphis, they're trying to get rid of the superintendent or what have you. But like I said, Angela served as interim. And then she got bound over, and I appointed her as president, and she did such an amazing job. And I'm not saying nothing bad about her. She still sits in the seat for as I am concerned, but she has not turned in a letter of resignation or if she's going to stay. She had until January the 5th, okay? Now, There were questions about a long time. I told you I had two board members who has not confirmed if they were going to stay or not. One of them is Brandon Coe. I must say Brandon Coe has been missing. Well, April will make a year that he has not been active on the board. However, because he did not turn in a resignation like some other people have done in the past, I have not removed him. Even though the board members think that Brandon Coe should be removed because he has not been there, but his seat is still, you know, he's still holding his seat, you know. And so I don't know what's going on, but I wanted to let you all know that, okay? Yes, one of my board members, Brandon Coe, we have been looking for him. We put out a search warrant for him. Not a search warrant, but a search poster. But again, until he resigns, I will say this. He is much alike. Because somebody inboxed me and said, Kenny Lee, you should Brand. Nothing happened to Brandon Coe. I don't think that nothing has happened to him. I do believe he's still alive because two of my investigators did see Brandon Coe in some other people's lives. But I must say this, y'all, and I got the receipt. For my birthday in September, Brandon Coe did view my birthday flyer. Okay, so it's not like we haven't heard from him in a year. He's just been quiet. And far as I'm concerned, he could be watching on an unknown page. But I do have proof that Brandon Coe did see my story back in September around my birthday. And I do have the receipts if anybody wants to see that. Now, again, my president, they had until January the 5th. To make a decision whether they was going to stay or go. Everybody has confirmed except Brandon Coe, another unknown board member whose name I cannot call, and then the president of the camp. So if you all would be so kind to ask the president of the camp, sometimes she may not inbox y'all back on Instagram. You may have to catch up with her on TikTok. And she do have a TikTok. So if you all can go over there and subscribe to Angela's TikTok, message her and ask her, hey, are you still the president of the Kenny Camp Board? She loves TikTok. She's always on TikTok. I called her yesterday. I could not get her. I called her this morning. Could not get her. But I see she was on TikTok. Okay? So if you all can please go over there to her TikTok. If somebody can send her a message and say, hey, tap on the shoulder. Angela, are you still a part of the Kenny camp? Because we just need to know. That's all. No hard feelings. Or I love Angela. That's my friend. But this is not personal. This is business. So that's all I'm saying. Anyway, and wrapping on into other news. I told you I don't want to elaborate on that too long. On last evening, after I got to the house from doing the Let's Talk show, I did go by Cookout. I didn't go to Wendy's line for too long. I went to Cookout. I can be honest with y'all, okay? I ordered what I ordered from Cookout, cool. I also had ordered, you know, JT, two chicken little things, chicken wraps, and a corn dog, okay, and a drink. Well, when I got to the house or whatever, he was cuddled up on the couch with some little skunk. But that's his business. He grown, do what he want to do. But I should have had to come in the house and see y'all laying up or whatever the case may be, you know, or whatever, in my living room. But I went on and went in my room or whatever, you know, and I laid the food on the kitchen table, okay? Well, when I'm going to be honest with y'all, because after I ate my food or whatever, I got in the shower, went to bed or whatever, I woke up about 2 o'clock in the morning. Anybody knows me know that sometimes I wake up at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I do have some little fat attacks, okay? But I can't walk around in my drawers, this and the third, and I understand because it's company here, you know, well, woods here. Woods is the key word, okay, or whatever, or whatnot. But I had fixed a whole thing of Kool-Aid. Y'all know a big picture of Kool-Aid. You know, I fixed a big blue thing. Y'all know I love blue Kool-Aid. If you don't know, I love blue Kool-Aid, okay? Made a big thing of Kool-Aid before I had left. Okay. Okay. I love Oreo cookies. Okay. I like butter cookies too. I had some Oreo cookies in my refrigerator. We're probably about 7 or 8 cookies left, so I'm not sure about that, but okay, I had some burritos in there. I had about 6 burritos left and about 4 pieces, maybe 5 pieces of cheese. So I go to warm up my chili, did that first, because I'm woke up hungry, okay? I got the ranch out the refrigerator, got the hot sauce, start warming up my chili, because I'm finna fix me 2 burritos with some chili, okay? All right. Warmed up the chili, put a little hot sauce in the chili, a little red pepper in the chili, got that ready. I go to the freezer to get 2 burritos, and there's no burritos. I discovered that all 6 of my burritos were gone. My Oreos was gone, and it was probably about a cup, maybe a cup of Kool-Aid you can fix in the refrigerator. So, here it is, my burritos gone, my Kool-Aid gone, and my Oreos gone. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I ain't fixed my chili. I ain't got no burritos. So, what y'all think happened? Do y'all think all hell broke loose? Do y'all think all hell broke? You got them right. On tonight's show, we're going to go into detail as to what happened. The melee that took place at my house that nearly had the neighbors ready to call the police. As we speak right now, JT is not at my house anymore. Or his little skank. I'ma say it again. He is not at my house. And before y'all get to say, ooh, can all this over some food, stay out my business. Cause I'm gonna cuss you out. Okay? Stay out my business. If you come in here in my business about what happened to me and my cousin and that food and that little steak you had in my house, eating up my food, stay out my business. Okay? Stay out my business. I'm letting y'all know right now, stay out of my business. As it speaks, he's no longer here. Okay? So, I'm letting my camp members know. Because y'all are like family to me. Y'all are like, I just about lost my president of my board. Okay? Food go out the house, Kool-Aid, Oreo cookies, and burritos. Okay? And see, I stopped eating pizza rolls years ago. Okay? I stopped eating ramen noodles when I was about 19 or 20. So I had some stuff like that, you know, and then I got some frozen fish and all that or whatever. Y'all know I don't eat ground beef, so don't come at me with that. I do have some ground turkey, but it was frozen. Okay? I did have some hot sauce, but I'm not going to eat no hot sauce at 3 o'clock in the morning and my mouth be burning, okay? I did have some little demon dogs. I didn't want that neither. So, on tonight, we're going to talk about what happened, but JT and that little girl had to get up out of here, okay? So, I'm letting my camp members know that right now, we don't have a president. I don't know where I stand with the president of the Kenny camp right now. And I don't know if she's basing her decision off of Brandon. I don't know. But what I do know is, the show must go on, okay? Now, listen, you all, on January the 27th, or I believe it's the 28th, we are going to do a Memphis meet and greet, okay? It's going to be in South Memphis And I'm going to tell you all where it's going to be. It is going to be a meet and greet with Kenny Lee, okay? I'm going to post a flyer over the weekend. And it's up. That's my birthday. Okay, Bakar. Well, Bakar, what you do for your birthday? Because maybe we can collaborate with the meet and greet for your birthday. But that would be good. Because we got two locations in South Memphis that we're trying to do this meet and greet. So, Bakar, you need to inbox me or text me or what have you. Because we're trying to close the deal for this meet and greet. Hey, Butterfly. Hey, baby. I ain't saw you around. I am Rose. Hey, Rose. It better not be on Tay Street. Ah! Let me come to the hood. What up, all that? Hey, I need to come to the hood for the hood meet and greet, honey. Hey, Lady Mimi. So, anyway, y'all, I ain't doing nothing. Just up here chilling. I wanted to order me some Krispy Kreme donuts or whatever, but I ain't gonna worry about it because I know how y'all get to acting. Butterflies, I miss you so much. Oh, my God. And I don't even want to even get emotional because it's people like Butterflies. It's people like Luther. It's people like Bakar. It's people like Aya Rose. It's just sometimes people like Sharonda, T-Claude, Miss Valentine's. It's when I see some people like y'all, Nikki, my friend Nikki L. I see you here, Nikki Lyons. Because some of y'all are like original members, you know. And so I just get so emotional when I see y'all in here. And I had seen Butterflies in so long. I really thought she had disowned me or had forgot about me. Because her and I, we were close at one point. And so I don't know what happened. They said that Jim Carrey's president, Jimmy Carter, I'm sorry, y'all. Jimmy Carter's funeral is today. Rest in peace to Jimmy Carter. And my heart goes out to the nation, to the family, to anybody who he may have affected, you know. But Butterflies, I miss you so much. And you need to DM me because you and I, we were really, really good friends. And you just disappeared. I don't know if it's something I said or something I did. But I just, whatever I did or said to you, I want to apologize. I hope that we can rekindle our friendship. I just really and truly do. I just really wish we could rekindle our friendship. Kenny, any information about that guy was killed in the white infinity issue? I was looking into that. I don't know much about it. I did see that was in the Whitehaven area. The car was in the grass. I don't know much about it. I do know he was a guy. They said he was in his like late 20s, early 30s, and so that's all I know. Not everything is about you, Kenny. I know that. I'm not saying it is, you know. I'm not saying it is. Somebody said you can go on Blackwood News, Iron Rose. I don't know, but, you know, it's just, it's a lot that goes on in my city, y'all, okay? And it is what it is. And so right now, I am working, and I talked to one of the county commissioners on last evening because they were trying to work on a no-confident ordinance for the Shelby County School Board. Many of you all may not know, but right now it is a mess with our Shelby County School Board members trying to get rid of our superintendent, Dr. Marie Fagan. Now, Dr. Marie Fagan took a job. She came here. Didn't even live here in Memphis. First of all, we were looking for a superintendent for nearly 2 years, okay? They went through a list of people trying to find somebody. Finally, this lady comes in. They give her the job. The lady ain't even been on the job a good 8 months, y'all, okay? Here it is. They have an election. Some new board members come in. And I don't know what in the Holy Ghost crap them board. Some of them board members act like they crackheads or something. I don't know. But I think a lot of it was personal. They called for a meeting to remove this lady, y'all. Now, I've only met Dr. Fagan one time. I saw what she's doing in the community. And I stood with her. So I went to the board. Yes, I did. I went to that doggone board meeting because they always told me, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. This is our superintendent who I'm talking about, y'all. Her name is Dr. Marie Fagan. And she came in making some changes within the school system, and a lot of people didn't like it or what have you, but I truly believe that this lady had our best interest at heart when it come down to these babies. And so the fact that she's only been in 8 months in, mind y'all, this other superintendent, Dr. George Ray, they got rid of him, had him removed because he was having sex allegedly with some of the teachers, allegedly with some of the administrators, allegedly he bought somebody a car for $10,000, allegedly he had a little penthouse, a sex house, downtown Memphis, and was having teachers and staff going back there doing orgies. They got rid of him. His wife threatened, I think she did divorce him. Okay, yeah, she did. She filed for a divorce. That was just a big whole freaking scandal with him. And so they got rid of him. But what y'all need to know is that they paid him almost $300,000. Okay? And so the board members had a meeting to try to remove this lady who wasn't even from Memphis. And so you doggone right. I went to that board meeting, y'all. There I go right there. Y'all, look at your girl. I went to that board meeting, honey. They had me on all the news channels. And I cut up, honey. Let me tell y'all something. Because I was given the key to Shelby County, I'm not letting nothing ride. If it ain't right, I'm standing up and I'm speaking out. You see what I'm saying? And I have always been a voice for those who cannot. That lady had to sit in this board meeting, hear these people talk about her, humiliate her, and talk about her very bad. When all she have did was came into the middle of some mess, some controversy. I mean, corrupt boy. And you mean to tell me that in 8 months, this lady was going to be able to fix the problem at Memphis Shelby County Schools? Hell no. But the work she have done already has spoke volumes. She is what leadership looks like. And that is the problem, that people don't want change. So they try to remove this lady, a powerful black lady who came to Memphis and tried to restore or has restored the Shelby. Let me tell you all something. I said at that meeting that they had before I got up and I spoke. And I seen a bunch of greedy, ignorant, foolish board members who don't really even have factual evidence to say she violated her contract. One board member got to talking about, oh, I had principals to call me and say they don't commit suicide because she took their job. One other lady got up there and said, oh, my son is autistic and she ain't got no problem. Girl, please. I mean, come on now. This lady got a job on her hand. And so the fact, and you know, let me tell y'all something. I've been in the news, okay? I'm always in the news. When something ain't going right in this town, you can believe. But this lady is what change look like. And some people don't like change. So, no. They're going to have another meeting. I'm going to be there. I am going to be there. Okay? Because people do not like change. And that's just the bottom line. They don't like change. But change is good. And that's just what it is. This Shelby County School Board and stuff is just a mess, y'all. And I mean, it's a hot mess. But nevertheless, as long as I am serving the king to this county, I'm going to do everything in my will to make sure that I continue to be a voice for the citizens of Memphis. Okay? Now, I do Let's Talk. It's no secret. I do. And that's a foolish show. We act a fool and cut up. But when it comes down to the business of Memphis, Tennessee, you can rest for sure. Now, they call me Memphis Auntie. That's what they call me. Okay? But you can rest for sure that I'm on the job. Okay? And see, some of you all criticize the things that I do and what have you. But what have you done for your city? How many city council meetings have you been to? How many county commissioner meetings have you been to? How many school board meetings have you been to? How many community service meetings have you been to? Come on, y'all. How many DOJ meetings have you been to? What have you done? Y'all can sit up and complain all day long. But what have you done to make a change in your community? You don't want to get out your comfort zone, but you want to down somebody who's willing to do it. Don't down me. I'm just the first lady, okay? And I'm going to tell y'all something. And I guess this is safe to say. After I spoke that day, somebody contacted me, and that's all I can say. I was shocked and surprised. But somebody contacted me the very next day. And so anytime you go and you speak at a meeting and stuff get to shaking and raking and somebody contact you, you a bad mother. And I know I'm bad. I've been bad. I ain't just get bad. I've been bad. Know that. Know that. But as I said, y'all, tonight on Let's Talk, we're going to be talking about what happened to this little skank and why JT got put out my house on last night. If you all see, Angela, please let her know that she needs to either turn in her resignation or she needs to let us know she gonna stay. Because we need to know. Because the search may be on for a new something. We'll talk about that tonight, y'all. Oh, I want to order me some Krispy Kreme donuts. And that's what I want to do. But yeah, so we getting ready for this tour. It's a 7-city tour. I'm excited. It's going to start here in Memphis. Y'all, let Darrell know. Let Lips know. Let Lips know. Oh, let me screenshot this. Let me get this. The president of Lucky 13 gang. Okay, that's evidence I needed. Hey, Courtney. Y'all, send in. I had to get this. That was evidence. Don't know if it's true or false, but I had to get this just in case it's true. I don't know what these folks around here doing. They doing something, any and everything. Yeah, I had to take a picture of a comment. Because that may be used as evidence to send to one of my investigators. Mm-hmm. So, let me tell y'all something. Lucky 13 called himself going to set me up. And he's done this before. I never fell for the bait. He texts me off a fake page, acting like he's somebody that knew who Lucky 13 was. And, tried to get me to talk about him and all that. Then he showed y'all a little stuff. Let me tell you something, Lucky. I knew that was you from the jump. When you said he was stinking and he lived in the harbor, I knew that was a lie. Because that stuff I had said. Let me tell you something, Lucky. You got to wake up 3 or 4 days to get up with me, bro. I knew I was texting you from the moment you text me. And the page that you text me. Because ain't nobody going to text me from that page that don't know me. Okay? So I knew that was you from the jump. The games that you play, Lucky 13, you do better off going to the bathroom, opening up your legs, and putting a broom up your ass in the car for me, okay? That's your best out, Lucky 13, because you freaky like that. You better stop playing with me. That's what you need to do. You know, you, baby, we've been in the chokery. You let a sidewalk sissy get your page took. Boy, you can't end nobody's career. You let a sidewalk sissy get you shit down. Oh, my Lord. You let a sidewalk sissy get you shit down, boy. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lucky, you might well just go somewhere and hide up on the rock. I'm glad you got that fluid off your legs. I'm so, you know what, Lucky? I'm so glad you're doing better. You out the hospital. You ought to be thankful, Lucky. You made it out the hospital. You went to rehab. You know, you able to move around. I hope you ain't still peeing on yourself. Because that was a big problem that that girlfriend of yours had. Reason why she left you. She got tired of you calling it peeing in the bed, peeing on the couch, peeing in the chair, peeing in the car. You just a pissy with it. So I'm glad that you ain't peeing everywhere like you was. Y'all went to the movies, you didn't pee. Y'all, this man, and I ain't trying to talk about him, but how the hell you go to the movies and piss in these folks' seats so bad, y'all sitting up high that the piss started running down on the folks' neck down from y'all. Now, y'all know that's a shame. And they thought it was water or something till they got the smell. They came and put Lucky 13 and their girl clean up out that movie theater. Imagine y'all, he coming up out of there, y'all. They had security putting the flashlights on him. He had a big wet thing going. I mean, just embarrassed the girl, y'all. I mean, a big old spot. And then he had the nerve to have on some gray joggers. And they seen, that's just so, that girl, ooh, that's a shame. And she had to try to get a plastic bag to put on the seat. That was some, y'all know there was some stinking stuff. I mean, y'all know that just was bad. I mean, come on, Lucky 13. You sitting up can't even go to the movies. I mean, you just peeing. I feel sorry for him, y'all. Because he y'all, let me tell y'all something. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the camp. You can rest for sure Lucky ain't going to never cam up, y'all, okay? Lucky 13 weighs about 560-some pounds. I'm not lying, y'all. He weighs about 5, and he love TS girls. Y'all know what I'm talking about. He loved TS girls. Ken O'Bobby. If you all can remember, Lucky would blog Ken O'Bobby so much, y'all. Y'all, do y'all remember that? You know. Do y'all remember that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was so in love with that, Ken O'Bobby, that's all he would blog, y'all. But they took his page because he was doing so, oh, Lord. Y'all, look at 13. Y'all just need to pray for him. He'll never come up, y'all. Y'all will never know what this man looked like. He's really ashamed of what he looked like, okay? He's really ashamed of what he looked like, you know. Tell us more. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, so when Lucky first came out, y'all noticed he would only blog girls with hair. He would blog Shamar. He would blog me. He would blog Clue. But he would blog his Kendo Barbie so much, y'all. I mean, this man had several accounts. He was stalking Kendo Barbie. Like, he was really in love with Ken, y'all. This is no tea, no shade. Lucky 13, majority of his blogs was Ken. He was so obsessed with this man, he would make a fake page, send this man money, change his cash out name. When I met with Ken, I said, Ken, let me ask you something. Y'all know I picked him up from the airport. I said, I'm going to ask you about somebody. And I said, that Lucky 13. And he said, yeah. He said, Lucky 13 is obsessed with me. He said, Lucky has been in my inbox. And, you know, and I said, what? Yeah, he said, Lucky 13 is very obsessed with me. He said, but Lucky 13 is a troll and he can't be trusted. He said, Lucky 13 has blocked me for a long time. And he said, he gets mad when I don't give him no attention. I said, oh, and he said, Lucky 13 sent him money on fake cash apps, you know, like change his name, stuff like that. So I didn't know that Lucky 13 would go to that extent, you know, but yeah, Lucky 13 really needs some help, y'all. He weighs about 550, literally, y'all, and he's not in a wheelchair, he's in a roll around, okay? You all know a roll around is one of those things that, you know, you have to roll people around and stuff in. You know, those things you have, y'all know what I'm talking about. When you have to roll people around in, you know, those little roll around things. Yeah, he got one of them around the house, and he lived in a high rise that got about 12 floors on the whatever. And he got a little balcony, he can go out there to the balcony, you know, whatever. When the fluid is not really heavy on his legs, he can go back down the balcony or whatever. But look it, when he went to that movies with that girl, y'all, he pissed out them folks' seats so bad that their piss was, and they sit at the top. Okay? Because when you're in the roll arounds, you know, they got one part with the steps and then the other part of the movie theater, you can just go up like a hill. And like I said, them folks had to get the security up in there. He pissed so bad, child, that piss was running down to the other folks while they watching the movie eating popcorn. They thought it was water falling out the ceiling. They got the smell of something, man. Them folks got the security up in there so fast. Ooh, Lucky really ought to be ashamed. That's why he can't go out. Yeah, Lucky would never come up, y'all. Never came up. He's so embarrassed, and he got all kind of freckles and stuff in his face. And he just messed up, y'all, okay? Lucky just messed up. I ain't lying, y'all. And I really feel sorry for him because he really want a man. He want a man so bad, child, he could just smell a man, the back of a man's feet. But he got to be a TS girl now. If you ain't no girl with no hair, he don't want no real girl. Even the girlfriend he had was a TS girl. You hear me? Mm-hmm. I'm just letting y'all know a little inside about who he is. You know? Mm-hmm. And y'all know I give y'all nothing but the truth over here when it come down to the camp. And y'all know he been trying to shut me down for years for talking about the real him. But if y'all think I'm lying, ask Lucky to come up right now. Say, come up, Lucky. Tell him to come to the live. He in here. Tell him to join the live and come up, y'all. Tell him to put the... He ain't got to show us his face. Tell him to put the camera down on his feet and his legs. Y'all gonna see what I'm talking about? Tell Lucky 13 to come up to the line, y'all, and put the camera down. Hey, Roxy. Hey, friend. What's up, boo? I ain't seen you in a while. Girl, we talking about this Lucky 13 who ain't nobody never seen, ain't gonna see. You know, because he weighs about 560 pounds. I'm at work. He not at work, y'all. Lucky gets a first of the month check. That's an excuse. Just like an asshole. Everybody got one. Lucky 13 does not work, y'all. And even if you is at work, if you over here, you can cam up. He lying, y'all. Lucky 13 does not work. Okay, y'all? He do not work. And y'all know he'll hate on the front line. That man can't even hardly walk. He just got out the hospital right before Thanksgiving. Y'all know Lucky ain't got no job. Tell him to cam up and let us see him work. Tell him to come up here. Y'all know I ain't lying. Y'all know I ain't lying. Lucky 13 ain't got no job. Lucky 13 ain't worked a job since 2005 when he got his disability started. Y'all know the first lady ain't gonna lie to y'all. I'm telling y'all what I know, not what I heard. Somebody live in his hometown. Now, I'm gonna tell y'all. Lucky live in Austin, Texas, Philly, Ohio, Atlanta. That's all I'm gonna say. Out of those states I just called, that's what Lucky 13 is in, y'all. Okay? Now, if you keep messing with me, I'm going to tell y'all exactly what city and state he in. If he say one more word, I'm going to tell y'all exactly what city and state he in. Okay? I'm going to tell y'all exactly where he at now. If he keep on talking. Okay? Look it. You got an E in your name, Lucky, in your real name. Don't make me tell it, Lucky. Lucky. You got an E in your name, Lucky. Don't make me tell it, Lucky. Lucky, Lucky, Lucky. And Lucky 13 ain't got nothing to do with his real name, y'all. Y'all, man, what the hell he get that from? Lucky 13 ain't got, his real name ain't got nothing to do with Lucky 13, nothing. No kind of way. I don't know what he came up with that. Hey, light skin. What's up, light skin? Light skin, I know you be a hater on the front line. Y'all, send in. I'm trying to get me some Krispy Kreme donuts. Send in, send in, send in. What's up, Bora? You do not fool with me. I was with your mom a couple of weeks ago. I told your mom, you just left the camp. Send in, send in, y'all. I'm trying to get me a dozen of Krispy Kreme donuts, y'all. Send in on the CA. Oh, Lucky, I'm through talking about you. We all know you a bull, dad. Ain't nobody telling you, Lucky. We know you've been in love with Ken O'Brien for about 2-3 years. That's all who you blog. That's who you in love with. Ken ain't stood you. And we know you done sunk Ken O'Brien some money. We all know that. That's who you in love with. Lucky, come out the closet. Lucky, it is 2025. Come out. It's some more of these folks be on this app that need to come out acting like they just such a man. Y'all stay in Mo sissy bit. Y'all need to come out the closet. It don't make no sense. I ain't never seen most straight men being gay men beings in my life. Y'all need to come on out the closet. It is 2025. Come out the closet. Lord have mercy. Y'all need to stop that. Come out the closet. Lord have mercy. Y'all been hiding in the closet so long. The rats and roaches gonna come out and get y'all. Come out. Be who you are. Oh, I be so sick of these men calling themselves straight. No, y'all a whole sissy on the front line. Then why y'all, oh, Lord, let me be quiet. If you would like to be a part of the LGBTQ community, I am accepting applications through the camp. Man or woman, if you would like to come on out, this is your opportunity to be a part of a team. Y'all, because some of y'all know y'all got gay tendencies. Y'all know that. I don't know why y'all acting crazy. Y'all know y'all want to be with a man. Come on now. Boy, sound ready. If y'all want another woman to eat y'all coochie, that don't mean, let me tell y'all something. Just because you get a little head from another woman, that don't mean you gay. You just freaky. Come on, y'all. Ain't nothing wrong with burning up a little head. You just freaky. I mean, yeah, at least some of y'all just freaky like that. A little head ain't gonna hurt nobody. I mean, golly, I want a woman. I can't take it. Oh, Lord. Lord have mercy. That is not gay because you brought up somebody's head. Y'all don't even know. Look, let me tell you something. Just because you brought somebody's head up don't mean you gay. You just freaky. I mean, golly, you a squirrel trying to get one in. Head is head, okay? You got some men that can suck. I shouldn't talk about this on here. We'll talk about it on the show tonight. Anyway, y'all, send in. I'm trying to get me some donuts. Oh, Lord, they go Pastor G. Let me be quiet, for he going to run back and tell his little audience, you know, his little team, you know. Oh, Lord, let me be quiet, y'all. Let's change the subject. Let's change the subject, y'all. They're going to pass the G, the train ass. Oh, I want to cuss him out so bad. But I made a promise I wasn't going to go off on him. Oh. Kick him out. Yeah, I need to kick him out. You sure right, Joanne. I ain't paid his dues, left the camp, traded on me, went with some other folks, and still ain't trade. Oh, I need to just, let me throw him out. You right, let me throw him out of here. No, I ain't going to throw him out. I'm going to keep it cute. Luther was up on the show last night. He was in the comments on YouTube. I was so glad to see Luther, y'all. I didn't know what to do. I was like a kid in a candy store. I'm looking for Drip. I'm looking for my homeboy Drip. I'm looking for Clarence. I'm looking for Brandon Cole. I'm just looking for Ooh Wee Wee. I don't know what my friend Ooh Wee Wee went to. But either way it go, y'all, it is what it is. I don't know why. Ooh Wee. Let me send a shout out to my little niece, Angel. Hey, Angel, I think I seen you in here earlier. I see one of my board members in here, Sharonda. Don't know if she's still floating around in here, but I did want to recognize those two young ladies. My friend, I'm Rose. I am Rose Jr. You want to recognize her? Rich, JPG, how you doing, bro? What's up, Eric Coleman? Y'all send in to the city. I'm trying to get me a couple of donuts if you can. Can I send you by and say, Pastor G, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. Because you already know it's 2025 and I'm trying to live safe, okay? Hey, now how you doing? I'm doing fine. I am doing fine. Welcome to the camp. I be seeing you in here. You don't say much of number. Hey, Miss Chocolate, why you come in here being a hater on the front line? Miss Chocolate, you should just stay. You know what? I'm going to set it where you on restriction, where it won't even notify you when I'm live. Miss Chocolate, I'm going to fix you this year because I'm about tired of you. You don't care about me. You talk about me like a dog. We supposed to be rekindling our friendship. And I'm just done trying, Miss Chocolate. I am done trying to rekindle our friendship. And I mean, I'm done. Hey, foreign boy CEO. How you doing? It's your handsome self. I need everybody who can to send me $5. I'm trying to order me some Krispy Kreme donuts. Okay, y'all know they stole my Oreo cookies out of my freezer last night, so we'll talk about that later. I miss you going live on here. Okay, I'm going to start back going live on here, friend. $5 peace offering for Slipbag 304. What in the world, Pastor G? You see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Pastor G stuck me $5 and still called me a 304. See what I'm saying, y'all? I thought we were going to rekill the everything once he sent the peace offering. Why would he send a peace offering and put 304 on the end? See what I'm saying? Every time I try to rekindle with somebody, it's always something going on. But Pastor Chief, thank you so much. I appreciate you for the $5. Because some of you folks ain't sent me nothing. I mean, ain't trying to send me nothing. Hey, that's Eric. How you doing? Okay, y'all, so all I need, because it said on this DoorDash, it said the order is going to be $23. He just sent me $5. Okay, so 23 minus 5 equals, you know, we ain't got no, you know what, everybody, let's take math class. What is 1 plus 1? Okay, that's 2. What is 2 plus 2? Come on, y'all playing this folk. Okay, y'all got, you know what, don't worry about it. It is what it is. It is, okay. All we need is $18 more, y'all. Can somebody go and send me $8? I'm trying to give me some donuts, y'all. 23 minus 5 equals 50. What in the world school you went to, Pastor G? Oh, my Lord, in Jesus' name. Okay, y'all, all we need is $18. Can somebody go and send the $8? Somebody go and send the $8. Ooh, I need somebody to send me $8 and 2 people to send me 5. That's it. But can I get 2 people to send me $5 and 1 person send me 8? Well, I got the bosses in here. You can just go and send me a hot $18 bill. I mean, I know I got a few bosses in here, but they boss, they check may not have come through yet. Hey, Farm Boy CEO, I just can't believe Pastor G, they called me a 304. Okay, y'all, am I a 304 sometime? Because that's what Pastor G, he said, I am a 304. So do you all feel like at times I have 304 behavior? I'm just asking, you know, for those in the comment section. Okay, y'all, all I need is $18. Can I get somebody to go and send me $5? I need 2 people to send me $5. Just 2, y'all. It's 70-some people in here. I need 2 people to send me $5. Yes. Yes, what? Oh, 304 sometimes? I have 304 behavior? I don't know. Okay, y'all, I need 2 people to send me $5. Somebody to send me $8. Y'all be acting like y'all broke. See what I be saying? Y'all be some real haters on the front line. Where is my other phone at? Oh, Lord. I'm finna get offline. Y'all ain't trying to help me get my donuts. I told y'all I need something sweet. See what I'm saying? I try to come out here and y'all just don't do right. If you're sitting there and you don't want me to call your name, say, do not call my name. Okay, y'all, 18 minus 6. Can I get an accountant? 18 minus 6. Thank you, Miss Taylor. 18 minus 6. 18 minus 6. Oh, Lord. I don't know what y'all be doing. Y'all supposed to be on it. It ain't but $12. Y'all supposed to be on it, honey. Y'all be acting like y'all crazy. Okay, all we need is $12. Can I get somebody to send a $2? And then I need 2 of y'all to send $5. Thank you, friend, for the 6. I need 1 person to send $2. And I need 2 people to send $5. That's all I need. So I'm finna log off. Y'all see the Cash App. If I can't get two people to send me $5, one person send me $2, I ain't coming back on. I'm finna log off. If y'all send it, I'm coming right back on. Okay, somebody just sent the $2. I need two people to send me $5. I'll be back in 5 minutes. I need two people to send me $5. I'll be right back.